One thing, too, that I'll try to remember to mention, that I am developing a website for this course. I could have said that before, should have said it, and if I have said it, this just reminds you once more, and so you'll have access to these cartoons and everything, assuming you have a computer. But again, a lot of visual material in here, a lot of script. Part of the problem with any of these books is some of them say some weird stuff that isn't necessarily accurate, and so it's kind of hard for you to filter through what's good and bad. But they have a lot of photos, again, a lot of information on armor. In this particular one, with photos and naming different parts of the armor, if that's really important to you. Some of the stuff we saw in the movies and in the labeling. One of the curious things, too, is once people know you're interested in this, even though I've been doing this for a long, long time, is they start handing you stuff that they find is interesting. Of course, some of you might get, if you're interested in this, a secretary in the communication mass media department has a daughter who's very interested in this material, so after she looks at it, she brings me the museum replicas limited catalog, where you can buy swords or axes or battle axes or whatever you might want. But the one I really found more amusing, just to show how the Arthurian material is everywhere,